T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Secretary of Energy, Dan Brouillet. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
We're talking a little bit about energy independence and the sustainability of it. And you've had some interesting things to say about the prevalence of natural gas demand worldwide. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we have an enormous opportunity. I was just telling Kevin a few minutes ago that, you know, what's so exciting about the natural gas world today is the increased demand all across our country, obviously, but all across the world as well. I just held a natural gas summit down in Washington, D.C., where I had the CEOs of all of the major natural gas producers here in the country gather. And the news coming out of that was just phenomenal. I mean, in Europe, we're looking at a projected demand rise of about 15% or so. Asia is projected to rise roughly 51%. And just in China alone, demand for natural gas is going to go up approximately 70%, perhaps even more. So it just creates an enormous economic opportunity for people here in Western Pennsylvania, but also across the United States.
Yeah, in our region, as you mentioned, Secretary, is front and center in that energy independence that the president has talked about so much. And you're spending, I mean, you came in yesterday, you're spending today and tomorrow here as well. You have a full schedule, and part of that schedule is to tour the Shell ethane cracker plant in Beaver County.
That's correct. We're going to go out there today, get an update on the operations there. They're coming back online. There's about 5,000 people in the facility now working. So it's coming back online just nicely. So we're going to visit that. And the importance of that, I don't need to tell you too. I mean, it's just so key to the production of polymers and plastics that are going to go into so many of the things that we use as Americans each and every day. So we want to see this facility be completed. We want to see them be successful because it's such an important part of our energy future. But I'm also going to be visiting Carnegie Mellon University tomorrow. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and its application, not only to the energy industry and the production of energy here in America, but also the application of AI to some of the scientific work we're doing at the U.S. Department of Energy, which includes research on things like COVID-19.
A number of these initiatives that seem to be taking place in order to sort of ramp up, you know, our production and things are happening here in Pennsylvania, which I'm assuming is a good thing for the president's reelection bid, given the, you know, number of jobs that could be created out of all this.
Well, it's a great thing for Pennsylvania. I mean, the amount of work that's being generated here in the western part of the state is just phenomenal. I mean, roughly 8,500 union jobs just down at the Shell facility. You know, there's going to be over 500 or 600 full-time jobs that are created as a result of that project itself. So it's a phenomenal economic boost to western PA. But also, I mean, it's just so important. When you think about the technologies that are used to produce natural gas here, you know, we've had robust discussions about things like fracking and what it means. U.S. Chamber of Commerce tells me that if we were to eliminate that technology, which has made us the number one producer of natural gas in the world, you would lose approximately 19 million jobs in the United States. That's an enormous hit to our economy, something that we simply can't withstand.
U.S. Secretary of Energy Dan Brouillet joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sir, again, you're here a couple of days, and you'll be seeing, you know, the importance of fossil fuels and natural gas to our region. Yet the contender, Joe Biden, former vice president, says he wants to phase that out. Are we wasting our money putting all that into the cracker plant and things like that?
Not if you want to see the development of electric vehicles in places like Youngstown, Ohio, which is not that far away, by the way. You know, if you stop and think about what this means, you know, if you oppose fracking, you oppose fossil fuels, you oppose then the ability of us to develop ethylene, polymers, polyethylenes, the things that make up these renewable technologies. That's what makes up the dashboard in your car. So if you like Tesla, guess what? You better like plastics, because that's what they're made of. So if you oppose fracking, you oppose natural gas, then you oppose the ability of the United States to produce those materials and make those vehicles here. All of these things are connected. And it's very important that we remind ourselves of that from time to time, because if not, we'll just evolve into political debates that frankly lead to no good end.
Well, and I think the big, you know, there's always the question of when these things are discussed, what it's going to do in terms of this movement for green energy and, the green movement and all that other stuff. But it sounds like, you know, reading what I'm reading here, it sounds like there are a lot of initiatives in place that will also protect the environment.
No, absolutely. All these things are done with, you know, the environment in mind. None of these things are permitted without, you know, extreme measures being taken. And, you know, environmental impact studies can take years to conduct and cost millions and millions of dollars. No one takes the environment for granted when these facilities are built. But it's important to remember that they are part and parcel to a clean air future as well. Hydrogen, for instance, is developed from natural gas. Well, if you oppose fracking and you don't have natural gas, it's much harder to develop hydrogen. So if you're thinking about a green economy in the future, it begins with facilities like the one I'm going to see tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to be in Beaver County. You're also going to be hosting a fireside chat at Carnegie Mellon University with researchers talking about artificial intelligence, and we can follow that on your Twitter feed at SecBruyette. So, Secretary Dan Bruyette, Energy Secretary for the United States, thank you so much for spending time with us here on KDK Radio today, and enjoy your 2.5 days here in Western Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Paul. Great to be with you both.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.